In testimony on Capitol Hill today, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said he's cautiously optimistic about the development of a vaccine for the coronavirus.
We will be able to make them available to the American public, as I said to this committee months ago, within a year from when we started, which would put us at the end of this calendar year and the beginning of 2021.
He also expressed worry, though, about the way the virus is spiking in parts of the country.
The next couple of weeks are going to be critical in our ability to address those surgings that we're seeing in Florida, in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states.
Dr. Fauci said the U.S. will conduct more testing, despite President Trump saying at that campaign rally in Tulsa over the weekend that he told his staff to slow the testing down. Today, the president continues his reelection campaign with a visit to Arizona, a place where cases are continuing to surge. The state has been reopening since mid-May when stay-at-home orders expired. Trump is also meeting with local officials and community leaders to discuss border security and survey parts of the U.S.-Mexico border fence in Yuma. Let's bring in KJZZ reporter Kathy Ritchie, who's in Phoenix. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the president's visit there today. How are people feeling about it?
You know, I'd say the reaction is probably mixed. He's coming to Arizona as infections are spiking, and he's in Yuma to talk about border issues. Then he'll be in Phoenix at a rally at a church called the Dream City Church, which can hold about 3,000 people. The church has also tweeted about some newly installed technology that kills 99% of COVID within 10 minutes, and that people can go in knowing that when you're there, you'll be safe and protected.
Wait, so you're saying that they have technology that kills 90, or they're saying they have technology. It'd be nice if they shared that with the rest of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Apparently one of the church members developed this technology. And so we'll see if it works.
Well, and Arizona's got obviously mixed politics, a Democratic mayor in Phoenix, Republican governor in the state. How are they talking about this visit by the president?
Well, Mayor Kate Gallego is obviously, she's not happy. She issued a statement yesterday saying the rally was not sanctioned or permitted by the city. And for that matter, the organizers aren't following CDC guidelines for COVID-19. On the other hand, Republican Governor Doug Ducey, he's been listed as a special guest, and he said in the past that he'll protect people's rights to assemble in an election year. You know, something else, Jeremy, Mayor Gallego said that the city won't be policing face masks. They won't be enforcing those face masks during the president's event at the church. But she said that she hopes the president and the governor, you know, lead by example and wear masks.
Well, we do know that the case count is surging in Arizona. Give us a sense of how severe the COVID crisis is there at this point.
You know, I would say it's dire. More than 55,000 people have contracted COVID-19 and more than 1,300 have died. And the number of new cases each day has gone up more than 135% over the last 14 days. And 20% of the tests are coming back positive. So another thing, hospitalizations, ICU beds, those are going up too. The state started seeing this increase roughly about 2 weeks after the stay-at-home order ended on May 15th. Unfortunately, the reality is people weren't being careful. Bars and clubs were packed. So we're seeing a lot of infections in people ages 20 to 44.
Well, and does the state have a plan to get this spike under control?
You know, at this point, there are no plans to shut down the state again, but the governor has faced tremendous pressure to do something. Up until recently, Ducey attributed the surge in numbers to more testing, but it's pretty clear that there's widespread transmission of the virus in the community. And, you know, until last week, the governor prohibited towns and cities from imposing their own health requirements like face masks. And this was a huge problem for places, for example, like the tiny town of Guadalupe, which is wedged between Phoenix and Tempe. Guadalupe was hit really hard by COVID, and their COVID cases are four times higher than the county. I spoke to the mayor a few weeks ago, and she was really frustrated that she couldn't mandate face coverings for her community. Finally, last week at a press conference, Ducey relented, and he left it up to cities and towns to mandate those face coverings. And for the first time, we actually started seeing the governor himself wearing a face covering after being criticized for not wearing a mask. So the approach is more testing, encourage people to practice social distancing, and wear face coverings. But, you know, restaurants and stores are, for the most part, open, though we have seen some voluntarily close for a couple of weeks after an employee tested positive for the virus.
It'll be interesting to see if the governor is wearing a mask with President Trump today, who has not been wearing a mask in public. The state of Arizona is a place a lot of people go to retire. What's happening with the state's older population with this spike in COVID?
You know, that's an area that I cover a lot. And I think I'd say it's really bad for those who live in long-term care, Jeremy. We've seen some federal data about the number of cases and deaths in skilled nursing homes. But Arizona has more than 2,000 assisted living facilities, and we have little to no information about the number of cases and deaths in those specific facilities. You know, a judge ruled that the state health officials don't have to share that information with the public. You know, the reality is it's been 3 months since most families were allowed to visit, and they are the eyes and ears of these facilities. They're the ones who report concerns or complaints, and that's not happening now.
That is Kathy Ritchie, a reporter with KJZZ in Phoenix. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.